This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live in Oxnard. We will be with you until 12:30, leading you right into Rangers pregame. And you know, if you're looking to spice up your game day grub, reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold and also brings to you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
So, David Robertson gave a quote the other day that I thought it was really insightful, talking about leading up to the trade deadline and how busy the team had been. And he goes, I don't even know how to answer these questions right now. Ask me tomorrow when I'm still here. And now that we're on the other side of it, how stressful of a time can the trade deadline be for y'all, the front office, for the players?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, players, I know, think about it, but I thought our guys did a great job not talking about it. So I'm sure for some guys it's more stressful than others, especially younger players when you pick up somebody like we did yesterday. They know it's going to affect somebody on the staff in that bullpen. So, you know, I can say that I've had my moments as a player, whether spring training, whatever, where it is stressful. You know, puts added pressure on you. But some guys are just able to, you know, handle it better, especially the veterans like David Robertson. They know it's part of the game. They move on. And they can't control it, as we say. I think for the front office, it's a lot of work. Those guys are grinding, you know, the past couple weeks, you know, talking to CY every day, and I know they were having meetings and seeing what they could do, you know, to help the club, what would make sense. So I'm sure it's stressful on their end, too. It's you know, it's an exciting time for baseball. We get it, but at the same time, you know, it does affect a lot of people.
So, Boach, I was watching this deal on Andrew Chafin, the lefty you just got, and he likes going fishing with his bow and arrow. I know you like fishing. Have you ever gone bow fishing?
I had played around with it, yeah, down in Florida. We would go out, and some guys would even, some guys, you know, my friends, you know, they do the alligator thing, but that's in my younger days. I do bow hunt, but I, you know, I haven't bow fish, you know, on the serious side ever. But we've gone out there and had fun with it. In Florida, you have these, they call mullet, and there's big schools of them. So we would either gig them or get them with a bow. It's a lot of fun, and you lose a lot of arrows. You know, I didn't have the string attached to it. So, but yeah, he's quite the character. I just spent, you know, I don't know, 20 minutes with him, and yeah, he's a free spirit. You're going to love him.
Man, you say that about alligators, Boach. I just assume that you always had like a tame alligator that you had as a pet hanging around. Is that is that a possibility that you always were just hanging out with a gator somewhere?
No, I can't say I ever had one of those as a pet. My sister, she lived right on the intercoastal waterway. It's called the Indian River. It runs parallel to the ocean down in Florida. And there were a lot of gators at her place, so I try to keep them clean for her. You know, because she'd get nervous once they got to a certain size.
Makes sense.
Pets, you know, the pets disappear. And now it was up to me to keep it clean.
Well, that's awesome. What's it like to get Josh Young's energy and positivity, his personality back in that clubhouse?
Oh, it's great, man. We missed him, man. Just great to have him in the clubhouse and the dugout, also out there playing. I love the cuts that he took. Yeah, that's what I enjoyed watching last night. I mean, he gets after it. He looks to do damage, and so that's all you want. You want your guys getting their swings in, and hey, they're going to swing and miss and things like that. Occasionally, I think we get, I hate to use the word passive, but maybe overthinking a little bit. We don't get our swings in. And sometimes a player like Josh, you know, that gets contagious, especially when you have Josh and Corey and Marcus, guys that get after it when they swing. And, I mean, last night obviously was disappointing. Got one run early, and then they just got quiet with the bats. And, you know, Lynn's done that with a lot of teams. But at the same time, I thought we'd have better at bats than what we had last night.
Now, you get Josh Young back, and at almost the same time, Chris Young says that Evan Carter will be out for the rest of the regular season. How tough is that in terms of for your lineup, but also for the person, Evan Carter, like mentally to have that kind of setback happen?
Yeah, it's just really bad news. This kid's, this is a big, important time in his career where he's getting the reps on the major league side for him and for us. Trying to, get the left-handed pitching at bats when he hasn't seen a lot of them. We got to still answer that question now. But just for his development, it was, I thought, big for him to have bats this year, because he's only going to get better his age. And so for him to pretty much miss a year, and we haven't lost complete hope on him not coming back, but it's doubtful, if we're being honest. But still, I guess there's a long shot, there's a possibility. But the kid, he really needed, I think, the reps out there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
So, Boach, today in St. Louis, it's supposed to get close to 100 degrees, high humidity. Ron Washington, Johnny Oates, managers used to have to deal with that here in Texas. How much do you have to really watch Andrew Heaney today because of the weather?
Well, you have to watch him. It's going to be extremely hot out there. Some of the hottest days that I ever had playing was here in St. Louis, and that's back when they had the turf at the old stadium, which was right next door to this one. And it's going to be smoking out there. Last night we got lucky; it was just a beautiful night, cool night. But tonight they will be dealing with extreme heat, and so yeah, we'll keep an eye on them, all of them. But you know what? Hey, baseball really is made to be played in hot weather. It's what you do in the summer. So, these guys will be fine. They'll be fine. But the pitchers, you really got to watch. You know, when they pitch, just give you an example. Like Scherzer, he had 7 hats, ready, to change every inning. Unfortunately, we did not get to use all 7. But he had 7 jerseys. So, those guys are changing every inning.
How long has that been the case? Because I admit, when Eovaldi said that a couple of days ago as well, I had no idea that the changing took place that much. Has that always been the case, maybe especially for pitchers, in terms of, like, rotating out your uniform so much in-game?
Oh, man, I can't tell you. It's a good question when it started, but no, when – I was playing, and they had maybe another jersey, but no, not 7. I don't think they had 7 jerseys for anybody. I'll look into it on some of the pitchers. I think Nolan Ryan would be a good one to ask that question. Even CYM, I'll ask him what he did. When they come back, they're soaking wet, and really. The position players are too, and it's hot just sitting in the dugout, so I know how hot it is out on the field.
Well, I know we're asking a lot of heat-related questions, but Boach, I remember getting to work with Pudge, and Pudge Rodriguez would say at the old ballpark, especially during day games, they would have an IV behind the dugout.
Wow.
When he knew he wasn't batting in an inning, they might give him 5 minutes of an IV to try to stay hydrated at the ballpark in Arlington. Was that the case ever in other places that you were at where you'd have to have during day games, maybe in Atlanta or somewhere, where guys had to get hooked up to an IV if they knew they weren't batting during a day game in an inning?
Yeah, there were times when they got hooked up. I still remember playing in Monterrey, Mexico back in 96. Caminetti, we were playing the Mets, and we had to hook him up IV. I couldn't even put him in the lineup because he had food poisoning. And anyway, hooked up with an IV. My port took the lineup cards. He came down, said, "I'm good to go, I'm good to go." And every inning, they were hooking him up with IV after, I think, the second at bat or third at bat. We had to take him out, though. But these guys will be hydrated. Our conditioning guys, they did a great job. They're already made the hydration drinks. They can go down below the dugout. There's a fan going. There's air conditioning there. So they can get some relief. It's so much better today than like when Pudge played at that ballpark. It's still incredible what he did. For him to go out there and catch as many games as he did. But I think it's something you get used to. It's a mindset, and you just got to put it out of your mind and go out there and play the game.
Well, but Boach, last year you had told us, I'd asked you, hey, everybody keeps saying there's a lot of baseball left. And you, I said, hey, when's there not a lot of baseball left? And you said September. Right now, the way things are with this team, is there a little more sense of urgency considering what's ahead of you? And is there still a lot of baseball left, or does it, when it, does it September again?
Well, yeah, what I mean, if you're in it, September is where you really start watching things. And
yeah.
You know, that sense of urgency. But no, there is now. I mean, we're behind right now. We got to win games, and we can't control what's going to happen with the other team. So, you know, they could run off a winning streak. We don't know. So, it's just critical that we win games. And you know, we got the first one here. We got a chance to take the series. I think today's sure is a big game. And I'll say this again on this sense of urgency thing. I think every game should be played like that. When you come out, you know, that's what we do. We do all we can to win every game, and these guys do. Believe me, I know. You look at a game like we had last night. You think, gosh, you know, don't they know this is important? But when you get a guy out there that's tough, I mean, Lynn, he works both sides, east west, as they say now, or north south. I mean, that ball's cutting or running or sinking, and he would pitch on the top rail. And, you know, we just had our hands full with the guy that pitched a really good ball game.
Last thing I got for you, Scherzer said he's looking at it where maybe he needs an extra day. Do you anticipate him getting those extra days of rest, especially since y'all have the next two Thursdays off between starts?
Yeah, we normally honor the extra day, give him the extra day, the 5-day rest. So that's what Mike and I are talking about. We have a couple adjustments we have to make with this rotation, with John Gray being out, Michael behind. So we have some options. You know, could even use an opener, things like that. But CY, myself and Mike, we'll talk about it and see what we do after the day off. But a guy with Scherzer, we're gonna do. And same with Nate, we're gonna do all we can to give them the extra day.
Thank you very much, good sir, and good luck taking that series today.
Thanks. Yeah, it'll be a good one to get as we head home. So, we'll do all we can to get this one. Thanks.
There you go. Go get Rangers.
There you go. Bruce Bochy.
Rangers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.